Your book really highlights the struggles of African immigrants and touches on issues of assimilation and also kind of the base human experience of pain. So after reading it, I really wondered what you were trying to accomplish.
You know, the characters, the main characters are African immigrants, but I think more importantly for me than their status as immigrants is the fact that they are sort of all people who are kind of lost and, as you said, in pain and looking for some way of finding a connection to another human being, of finding a home, of finding their place in America. And because they're immigrants, it's maybe a little bit more intense, but I think that experience is pretty universal. I think kind of everyone is forced to have that experience of reconstructing their home and their identity.
How much of the story, which kind of tells the tale of a young man in New York and his Ethiopian parents living in the Midwest, is based on your own personal life and experiences?
There's always, you know, writers steal little details from their lives. My life is fortunately radically different from the main characters. But my family did leave Ethiopia around the same time as the character's family in the novel, and my parents were separated for a few years before coming to America. Beyond that, though, the rest is fairly invented. It was really important for me to write a novel that was actually kind of an argument for imagination and for fiction. And so while I might have these small little personal details, for me, they're just a way of kind of grounding the narrative. But then after that, it's pure fiction.
How much were you trying to draw attention to the way that immigrants' struggles are often passed down to the next generation?
There's definitely a generational effect, I think. But that, for me, that generational effect is... again, you know, it's definitely something that immigrants pass on to their own children. But I think part of what's sort of unique about America is that people can become American and that that assimilation process does happen. But that generational effect, I think, is that sort of we pass on our suffering, we pass on our pain, we pass on our abuse to the next generation. And it's up to the next generation to figure out how they're going to handle that.
How do you feel about getting the Ernest Gaines Award? Have you read any of his work?
I read a lot. It's been a few years since I've read his work, but when I was in high school and definitely throughout college, I read, I think, three of his novels. And so it's a great honor. I mean, he was one of those sort of seminal figures for me when I was first beginning to kind of think of myself, not necessarily as a writer, but as somebody who loved literature and who was able to find an experience of an African-American writer, a black writer like him, and James Baldwin and Toni Morrison and Ralph Ellison. All those writers kind of helped validate my own identity very much.
And what do you hope people really take away from reading your work?
I'm always, you know, fairly optimistic at the end of the day. I think, you know, there's a kind of certain tragedy and melancholy that runs throughout the book. But by and large, though, I think the sort of overall sentiment of the novel is quite optimistic in that despite the sort of difficulties and challenges that we face in life, at the end, we do have this great and enormous capacity to love and to imagine and to give a bit of grace to ourselves and to each other.
And what's next for you? Do you have another novel in the works?
I'm hopefully nearing the end of my third book, but you never know. Sometimes you say that and you find that it's, you know, 3 years later and you're still saying the same thing that you hope you're near the end. So,
right. What kind of tips would you have for aspiring young writers?
I think writing is probably both like the easiest and maybe at times the hardest job. It doesn't take that much to write. It takes a piece of paper and a pen or a computer or a typewriter. But I think what's necessary is sort of reading constantly and a lot of patience. I think there's a lot to be said about finding yourself able to be alone and stay committed and focused to your work.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much.